Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Christian Colorado camp faces a possible shutdown over its Christian views. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, here's another case where Colorado is trying to direct and push this LGBT agenda. And this is a Christian camp for children 7 to 9. And the name stands for I'd Rather Have Jesus. And they are seeing many children come to the Lord. But yet this Colorado agenda is being pushed on this camp and possibly going to shut it down because of their absurd rules.
Yeah, and their absurd rules is an LGBTQ agenda issue, which essentially means that this Christian camp must allow boys into girls' camp facilities to bunk with them, or vice versa.
Or showers, or anywhere showers. Else where they're interacting.
Yeah, so if some boy says, I identify as a girl, then that boy can be sleeping with the girls, showering with the girls in their private spaces, or vice versa. If a girl says, I identify as a boy, same thing. I mean, how absurd is that?
Oh, I know. In this camp, they have between 2,500 and 3,000 children every summer. Like I said, they're seeing children come to the Lord. It's a Christian camp. They don't abide by this Colorado law or rule or whatever trying to push on them, saying that boys can go and interact with the girls in private spaces.
Yeah, since 1948, this camp has hosted children 6 to 17 for weekend adventures in Colorado's Rocky Mountains. And as you said, any given summer, they'll have up to 3,000 children. But they may not have any children this summer if Colorado gets its way. I mean, this is Colorado Department of Early Childhood last year, which issues licenses for summer camps, adopted a, quote, gender equality, close quote, rule. Those rules force all summer camps, including religious camps, to allow gender-confused children to use the bathrooms, showers, and bedrooms of their choice. In other words, camps must allow boys to sleep in girls' bedrooms or girls to use the boys' showers, or the campus will not be allowed to operate at all. So can you imagine you want to send your child to one of these camps, and you don't know whether or not your son or daughter is now going to be bunking with somebody of the opposite sex or showering in the same shower.
Or can you imagine
using the same restroom?
Or the counselors that work at this camp, you know, to see a boy encroach upon the girls. This is wrong. This is so wrong. And fortunately, this is now in the courts. But I'm just praying we have some common sense here.
Yeah, you know, this whole issue of the LGBTQ so-called transgender issue, I think is the unraveling, the thread that unravels the whole LGBTQ agenda. Mm-hmm. We said that this was happening and this was coming years ago when it was just, back then they called it gay and lesbian. And they just said they wanted equal rights. And then we said what this really is about is abolishing the concept of gender, and this is where it's going. Mm-hmm. And some people said, oh, that's just an exaggeration. Well, here's exactly where we are now. And the reason why we knew is because back in 1980, in a book called After the Ball, written by Kirk and Madsen, that's exactly what they said they should do. They should come out with so-called gay and lesbian people that look normal. They should constantly do jamming, which constantly means saying the same thing over and over again, getting people desensitized. And then once there's an acceptance for these people for, quote unquote, equal treatment, then you need to bring out of the closet these transgender people so that if you bring them out too early, you'll have a rejection of this whole movement. But you've got to build the foundation to get acceptance, and then you finally bring out the LGBTQ type of people, the transgender questioning people, the transgender issues where you're abolishing your gender, which is what you're doing here.
So that author just mapped out exactly what's been happening.
Yeah, and that was 1980. Mm. So and that's exactly the scenario. So once they did this, and then 10 years ago, we just had a program that we talked about. This is the 10th anniversary of the Obergefell so-called same-sex marriage opinion, and we're now challenging that in the Kim Davis case before the U.S. Supreme Court. When you go into a gender-based relationship of marriage, it's obviously historically been gender-based, and that's not based upon any particular geographical or time. That's how it's always been, a marriage between a man and a woman. It's obvious. It doesn't take a scientist to figure that out. But when you go into a relationship like that and you say that gender doesn't matter, that you can have two people of the same sex and still call it quote-unquote marriage, then what you have done is you've abolished the very concept of gender in a very specific gender-based relationship. And that opens up the door to this transgender movement. And so since 10 years ago, this transgender movement has really been pushing the envelope, and particularly you see it in the context of sports. And you're seeing a lot of that, for example, in the context of sports. But I think the general person now is finally getting the message and idea that this is absurd. There is only two sexes, male and female. You can't change your gender. That is hardwired at birth. And, you know, it's beyond the women and men sports situs, because here you have abuse centers. For example, you have abuse centers for women who are abused. What we've seen in those situations are men trying to infiltrate these centers. And so when you have a woman, for example, that's been sexually abused and she goes to an abuse center for women, now you have a man that comes into that facility and is sleeping in close quarters to them. How does that make that person feel? You've got these children now that go on field trips in schools or these summer camps. And these kids, 5 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old, 14, whatever age group, in this case, it's 7 to 9 years of age, or even they've had some as young as 6 years, all the way up to 17 years of age. Now you're sending them away, and they're going to be in the presence of an undressed opposite sex. I mean, how absurd is that? That's how absurd this whole LGBTQ agenda is.
This author, I mean, he just mapped it all out about desensitizing people so that we no longer acknowledge truth. I mean, even the word transgender, it's not biological truth. You cannot change your gender. And even Christians are now so afraid to say anything against that. They don't want to offend them or whatever. No, it's biological truth. It's God's creation. We have to stand for that. And kudos to this Christian camp for standing up for these children to protect them, because this is how you get kids abused and sexually assaulted, when you open the door to this kind of nonsense.
Well, you remember what happened to the Boy Scouts in Canada.
Yes.
They opened up the door first to allow this so-called transgender, and they got sued, and
homosexual
they went
leaders
down to bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And then the Boy Scouts of America did the same thing.
Right.
And they faced hundreds of millions of dollars in lawsuits for these sexual abuse situations.
All because they're afraid to stand up for truth.
Then they're losing membership because they don't want to stand up for truth. But to the people in the church and pastors right now that are listening, you need to address this issue. I was doing an interview the other day with a major media source on this 10th anniversary of Obergefell and the Kim Davis case. And one of the questions was, well, it seems as though this same-sex marriage has been basically broadly accepted by the public. Well, you're not, obviously you're starting to see this issue of the Southern Baptist Convention. They passed the resolution a couple of weeks ago asking for the overturn of Obergefell. Idaho passed a resolution. Some other states are moving the same way. Our Kim Davis case mm-hmm. now is headed to the United States Supreme Court. But the point, however, is there needs to be a groundswell, and it needs to begin in the pulpits and in the churches to talk about the very essence of marriage and the threat to not only marriage, but to the understanding of who God is by trying to deconstruct gender, which is what this agenda does. Deconstructing gender and perverts your understanding of who God is, who made us in his image, male and female, and unique in each characteristic. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Continue to pray for our Kim Davis case, and certainly we'll follow this case and other cases where this agenda is threatening religious freedom and common sense. But pray for the Kim Davis case. We will be filing with the U.S. Supreme Court, asking the High Court to take the case and finally overrule the 2015 Obergefell opinion.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.